Hello.
Hi, Andrea or Michelle.
Hi.
Sorry.
Yes, you're fine.
Name was Andrea in here. Probably I should change it to Michelle.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're
Thank
fine.
you. Well, thank
Yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I was actually just gonna call you. I was about to go on lunch, but thank you for
Okay.
texting me. You reminded me to call you. So I actually was in the process of just arranging the paperwork for the property, and I
Okay.
called the county yesterday about the property. I spoke to Keith, and
Okay.
did you know that the property was already demolished?
No, I didn't.
Right. That's what I thought. I just found out yesterday as well, and I was so shocked.
Yeah, no, they haven't said anything. I haven't gotten a letter or anything. Okay, so what does that mean?
Right now, I am waiting for further updates from Forrest because we'll have to talk
Okay.
to our partner who's doing the deal with us. He also didn't know that the property was already demolished. We just found out yesterday that it was demolished. Keith said that it was demoed like 2 to 3 weeks ago, like a couple of weeks ago or 4 weeks maybe. He cannot give me really the exact date. Now I've asked him on what will happen to to the property. B was also the one who's actually, I don't know if you spoke with B before or in the past, but
Yeah, I think I did.
she's my manager. She's the one who's really reaching out to Keith as well, talking to him about the property. And every time that we would update or we would ask them for an update, they wouldn't be able to give us a date, and also for the cost of the demolition. So, I mean, and also since I've been in touch with you on a weekly basis, I would assume that they would at least send a letter to you,
Yeah, I haven't gotten a letter or anything.
before
And
doing
especially if
anything.
you said, yeah, especially if it's been 3 weeks, I haven't gotten
So,
anything.
I'm not really sure if it's in 3 weeks, but he said that it's going to be a couple of weeks ago. He cannot give me an exact date when it happened. He can't remember. But yeah, I mean, I was still in shock that we're really hoping that the property is still there or the house is still there. So I'm waiting for Forrest. I've already informed Forrest on the situation, and he's at an event right now. I've informed him yesterday, but it was already like before the day ends. He was like at the 3 day event. He's gonna be going back to Richmond tomorrow. So
So
I don't
Monday,
know.
you had to wait until Monday.
Yeah, so but at the same time as well, the agreement that we have is still in place, the addendum. I was just really shocked at the news yesterday, and
Oh,
I've also
boy.
asked about the cost, and I've also asked Keith what's gonna happen. He said that the city will actually generate an invoice for it, like a bill, but he also couldn't say what's the exact amount for the demolition. He said that it's gonna be the billing department who will have that information, but he said that maybe he haven't billed it yet because like the landfill or something like that. So like I think I need to get in touch with the billing department of the county if there's someone that I can get a hold of in there. Just because like at this point, I'm not really sure. I'm just really waiting for further updates from Forrest.
I'm really surprised that they didn't send something, and stuff,
I
but
mean, that's what
okay.
I said as well yesterday. I don't think Michelle is aware that the property
I've been
was
having,
demolished.
It's been people calling and everything and stuff, you know, about the property. Yeah, I saw it didn't almost. I'm sorry, I got my grandson. Well, sorry. Yeah, but you know, other words, I. You know.
And it was a bee.
Wait a
and
minute.
He almost stung me.
Yeah, you can't take the phone too hard. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I'll pause.
That's your grandson.
Yeah, he's 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just kind of. Yeah, because there's been people calling and, you know, and stuff and things, but, you know, I don't know. Yeah.
People calling, what do you mean by that? Is that the county or?
No. Just where people were interested in buying the property and stuff. Somebody in the area wants to get it too and everything.
Right.
And stuff,
We actually have, like, someone went in there yesterday as well, but he's like someone from, I don't know, like he's offering a service to retrieve the things from the property. He visited the property yesterday and like just found out that it was demolished yesterday as well. So, I mean, at this point, Andrea, I'll have to really wait for further updates from Forrest because I want to be honest. I'm not sure how to proceed at this point. I really assume that the house is still there. Just found out yesterday that it was not. It's a bummer that the county didn't. Oh my gosh, didn't get a hold of us or to either inform you that they will. They already have a date for the demo. Which
because they didn't I didn't get anything in regards to it and things, but and go from there because I've never had a bill like that coming to me, you know, and things. So.
Yeah, I've asked for the bill.
The biggest
how
bill
much
I've
was
ever
it?
Had was the biggest bill I've ever had is college tuition. So.
I've asked how much was it, and he said he's not sure, but it might be around like 20,000 to high 20 or to 30,000, which is that's a lot of money. If you'll ask me, 20 to 30.
Yeah, but that's because they, you know, got their people, you know, and stuff. So with the
I've asked that.
The land
I mean,
was worth 30 something. Anyway, on there and stuff. Yeah, because I know the land was worth 30 something by itself. Yeah, and everything. Because initially, when I was selling the house in the beginning this time last year, the lady offered me 45, you know, for it, and she didn't want to do any inspections or none of that stuff. You know, she was getting it straight out, and like I said, we went and we signed papers, and she just never produced the money, you know.
Right.
And she ended up, she ended up paying the, what you call it when you don't, you know, whatever, you know, the $500 or whatever it was, she ended up paying that, you know, and everything. So, but that's how it initially started out.
I know.
Yeah, because she was supposed to been, she was going to renovate it and do what all it needed to do. They said she did this type of work and stuff anyway and things, and she actually lived not too far from the property, so she was going to move out. Her son was going to move into her house once she got everything, you know, up and running and everything and stuff, so, yeah.
Right.
That was
initial. That's right. I mean, I'd agree with you on that. So, I mean, let's see. Mm-hmm. Let me follow up with Forrest again. I might be able to talk to him this afternoon around 4:30 when the event is done. But I'll let him know to give you a call because, I'd be honest, I'm not sure what to do at this point. It's going to be him who would have more information. I really wanted to know how to move forward, but he's not available at the moment, so mm-hmm. I'll have to wait until this afternoon. But I'll definitely let him know to please give you a call.
Okay.
Or to either me,
no,
he can explain
that.
What's gonna happen.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And thanks, but thank you again. That was a way to start a weekend.
I'm so sorry that I was
the
one who relayed you that bad news.
No, I appreciate it though. And things, and I thank you, you know, and stuff. Thank you all for what you all are doing. Hopefully it'll be some sort of resolve, you know.
Right. Well,
yeah,
I don't.
But, yeah.
I don't want to blame the county because, you know, but at least they could have sent something.
Right.
It was just like a couple of weeks ago, so.
Yeah, this is way past the time in which they initially told me, because I think they told me it was like
September or something.
Yeah. Is what
September.
They were talking about. Yeah, last year. So, but I thank you and everything, and I'll just wait and see what you all say from there, and then because I have to wait for a bill from them. So
I'm very sorry, Shell. I'll definitely relay the information to Forrest. I just hope that we can at least know what's the amount or what's the bill. He said that there is a number from their billing department on the website of City of Lynchburg. So I'll check on it and see what I can get from finance department of the City of Lynchburg. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I do appreciate it, and thank you again.
Well, I'd like to apologize again on what happened.
There's nothing, you know, what to say after you've done all you can do, you know, and things and stuff. But like I said, you know, it's fresh beginnings, you know, for whoever, you know, may end up with it and everything and stuff. But, you know, the main thing now, you know, that could accelerate and want the mortgage paid in full now, you know, and stuff. So, you know, that's another issue.
Then another one. Right.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so it's a lot now to look at. So I appreciate.
Again, I'll relay this information. I've already did yesterday when I found out. I called him immediately, really, because I was so shocked. I don't know how to proceed.
Right.
So I mean, let's wait from Forrest and you know, I'll be sure to give you an update on if I hear back. If not for like today, I'll make sure to give you an update on Monday.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I do appreciate it, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you as well.
Have a good weekend. You have a good weekend.
Enjoy your time with your grandson. So, thank you very much for your time today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and you have a good weekend, and look forward to hearing you hopefully on Monday something and everything. But thanks again.
Thank you very much. Talk to you on Monday.
All right. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.